Don't have to tell you, it's summer, and that means millions of Aussies and tourists will be flocking to the beaches. Now, inevitably and tragically, and how many times do we discuss this on the radio, some of those people will drown. Now, if you grow up around the beaches, you learn pretty quickly how to read the surf, understand the rips in the sandbanks, so you're okay. Well, Tim Hatton's one of those blokes, a founding member of the Freshwater Board Riders Club on the Northern Beaches, now the president, also a dad, and that's prompted him to create a terrific board game called the Hot Grommet Surf Star Challenge. And a very happy to say that Timothy, who must be a good bloke with a name like that, is in the studio with me. G'day, mate.
G'day, Tim. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Now, firstly, the danger of the beaches and the waterways of Australia. We're just trying to get it through to people, but sometimes we fail, don't we?
Look, Tim, sometimes to you and me and people who have lived on the beaches all their lives, it's common sense.
It is, yeah.
And this game gives kids positive messages that they can relate to. Yeah. And if they embrace it enough, we hope that when they do get caught in an emergency situation, they will react instinctively through what they've learnt through the game.
Yeah, and it's true, isn't it? I mean, I surfed at Bondi as a kid and the Northern Beaches as well. You've been on the Northern Beaches all your life. And you do instinctively learn, don't you, about the rips, the sandbanks. You know where everything is and you're sweet. But I still see, and I go down to Mona Vale, you know, a couple of times a week when it's in the summer, you still see people not swimming in the flags, swimming out of the flags, even near a sign that says no swimming.
And it's not just at Mona Vale, it's everywhere,
sure,
Tim.
It is,
and people really need to get that message into their psyche that the flags is the place for the swimmers. Not only are they putting themselves at risk, but board riders are catching waves outside the flags, and quite often board riders get caught in a situation where they've got a swimmer in front of them, they've got nowhere to go, so they have to take a fall to save the swimmers that are in the not swimming in the flags.
Exactly. Now, folks, just, and Tim will reinforce this, the surf lifesavers who are voluntary do an extraordinary job. They don't put those flags up for nothing. They know where the safest place to swim is.
That's exactly right, Tim. Yeah. They also have had many, many years on the ocean, on the beachfront, and the lifeguards know exactly what they're doing.
So pay attention to what they're saying. Now, that gets to this great little board game. And by the way, mate, I reckon when I was surfing in the 60s, we used to call them grommets. What's a grommet? Tell the listeners what a grommet is.
Well, a grommet is every young kid that is an aspiring surfer, even if he's just got a coolite or as we used to call them, coolites back in the day.
Yeah.
They're softboards these days. Those kids are grommets.
They're grommets.
So they're the building blocks that we build our great sport on.
Exactly. So in our generation, they're aspiring Nat Youngs and Midget Farrellys. These days, they're aspiring Mick Fannings.
That's correct.
Exactly. Now, folks, it's just fantastic. Now, I know it's radio. It's very hard to describe a board game on radio, but we'll try because it is theatre of the mind. But, Timothy, it's very simple. And it's just simply called the Hot Grommet Surf Star Challenge. So very simple. You learn to swim, don't you? You graduate to your softboard or your coolite board, and then you get down to a fiberglass board and all of the little, tricks along the way that you learn.
That's right, Tim. It doesn't just teach you about surfing, but it also teaches, carries positive messages about drugs, alcohol and smoking, the importance of fitness, the importance of training, the importance of wearing UV protection.
Yeah, all that.
Respect for women in the water, respect for people's space on the beach, respect for the environment. It carries a whole gambit of positive messages that we'd like to see instilled in our youth. Well, I'd like to anyway. That's the way I design the game, and I'm pretty sure I've got a blueprint for how most people would like to see kids grow up.
Is that what triggered you to create this, when you see some of the things that people do around the beach and you go, oh, for God's sake?
Yeah. But the real inspiration was a family in Ballina, probably 6-7 years ago now, where mum and dad were playing with the third child on the sand.
Yeah.
The two elder children got caught in a rip. Mum dived in to save the two in the rip. Mum, sadly, got caught, so then dad dived in to save mum.
Terrible.
Mum and dad drowned. Yeah. The two elder kids got washed around, came in across the sandbank. Mm. There was three orphans for the sake of a little bit of
education.
Education.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that inspired me to think, well, I need to come up with something to get this message across to people. Mm. And an interactive board game where the kids sit down with mum and dad and actually talk and communicate rather than a device where they bury themselves in an electronic minefield of,
well, exactly.
You know what, at least they can communicate, they can raise questions about drugs and alcohol that sometimes they might have difficulty raising.
Yeah, and they're on holidays and you can play it as a family. It's a really simple game. Basically, oh, you know what board games are like, folks. It's got cards, it's got your little game pieces, it's got a set of dice. So you get your cards and there's swim and there's sand and then there's soft paddle, so that's your cool light, and then you graduate to the fiberglass and you've got training bonus cards. And basically, you start your piece and you get to the start, you're on the sand and away you go. And then you go to the pool, and you've got to learn how to swim in the pool, and then you go to the rest of the game. So it's just terrific, mate.
Great. Thanks, Tim. It just covers all the basics.
Yeah, it does.
That you need before you get in that water.
Yeah, and we should say, and we're not being awful, those of us who grew up on the beach know it. A lot of people come here from overseas. They don't know it. They go rock fishing without a life jacket on. They swim where they shouldn't. And thank God the lifesavers are there, but they're not always there. We've got a lot of unpatrolled beaches in Australia.
So, that's right. You know, and a lot of times, Tim, the family will turn up at the beach. The kids will see the water and they'll just
bolt
straight for the water. It's boiling hot. They're running across the sand because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And they'll just dive in.
Yeah.
This game teaches them to sit down, look at the conditions, work out the weather conditions, which way the swell's coming, which way the wind's blowing, and also talk to the lifeguards and find out what predictions there are for later on in the day. You know, because as you know, those conditions can change in the blink of an eye.
Absolutely. And the added bonus is at the end of the game, you get to be the hot grommet surf star and beat your brother and sister if you're playing with them.
That's right.
And your father even.
That's right.
But where can listeners get it?
They can order online at hotgrommet.com.
Hotgrommet.com, that's probably the best place to do.
Yeah. Or I'm going to be at the Christmas markets at Narrabeen next week.
Next week?
I am.
Beautiful, okay.
But they're certainly, if they go online, they can order online, and that's the best place to get it.
That would be best if you can't get down to Narrabeen, because it's a fair way away for a lot of people. So, hotgrommet.com.
.com.
Beautiful.
That's it.
That's easy. Grommet is spelt GROMMET.
And don't we love those grommets?
We do. We do. I've got to remember, mate, in the old days, as you would well know, they were little and they used to put lemon in their hair and make their hair go white. And good, fantastic.
That's a grommet. Cream on their nose.
That's the one. Great to talk to you, Tim.
You too, Tim. Thanks very much.
Tim Hatton.